Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village, I would like to introduce Lorna Phillips. Hi, Lorna.
Hi.
So you're here to tell us about New College Worcester, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, so what's your role at New College Worcester, Lorna?
Okay, so I'm the marketing manager, and what that involves is sort of spreading the word about our school and college. So making sure people know that we're here, looking after the website, making sure that our offering is sort of out there so that people who are looking for a college like ours will find that sort of information. And I'm also in charge of putting on events so that people can come and visit us here and see what we do.
Okay, so for anybody who doesn't know, do you want to tell us a little bit about New College Worcester or NCW?
Yeah, sure. So we're a school and college for students who are blind or visually impaired. We have students who have other sort of difficulties as well, but the thing that all of our students have in common is that they have a visual impairment. We are for children who are aged 11 to 19, and we offer the national curriculum, so GCSEs, A-levels, and some BTEC courses. And then we have an additional program, which includes things like independent living skills and mobility lessons and Braille. So those sort of extra things that can be really important for young people who have a visual impairment.
And how big is New College Worcester?
At the moment, we have about 80 students. It's a residential college, so we have our sort of school building, and then we have houses and a sixth form hostel, which are used for sort of sleeping. The houses for the younger students are set up a little bit like someone's home might be. So they have a kitchen and a living room and then bedrooms and bathrooms. And the sixth form hostel is set up a little bit more like you might find university halls of residence. So the accommodation is in a sort of flat with a kitchen and sort of communal living space. So it's kind of a way of preparing our students for that next stage on in life, whether that is going on to further education or hopefully going to a workplace or off to university. But we have some day students, not very many, and then some weekly boarders and some full boarders.
Right. And are there extracurricular things to do as well, sort of activities outside of school?
Loads of activities. So a very large part of what we do is make sure that our students have self-confidence and self-esteem and feel that they're so many things that they're able to do. So we have a full program of activities available for our students sort of outside of the traditional school day, which finishes at 4 o'clock. So from very adventurous stuff like rock climbing and canoeing and martial arts, right down to crafting. We also facilitate activities that are out in the community, so perhaps a local theatre group or a scouts or horse riding at a local stables. There's lots and lots of things that that we can offer. And if somebody comes to us who is after something that at the moment we don't do, we'll try and facilitate that as well, much like your parent would do if you were living at home.
Oh, that's great. So you've got a stand at Site Village this year, haven't you? So do you want to tell us what people will be able to see and find at your stand at Site Village?
Okay, so they'll be able to have a chat with, I will be there, but also there should be one of our teachers there as well. You can have a chat about sort of the educational options that there. We'll have prospectuses available for you to look at, but also just have a chat about the college, what we're about, and what our sort of goals are really in terms of both the educational achievements of our students, but also that extra thing, you know, the living outside of the school day and the extra activities that we offer and that sort of waking day curriculum that blends with our independent living schools lessons, but our students sort of are always learning to be independent, always learning that, you know, to do things for themselves in a safe environment. So there's support there, but also the encouragement for our students to sort of put themselves out there and have the confidence to do that.
That's lovely. So if people can't make it to Site Village, how can they get details of New College Worcester? How can they get in touch, or can you give me a website?
Okay, so our website is www.ncw.co.uk, and there's lots of information on there about the courses that we offer, about the accommodation that we have and the teaching. So all of that is on the website, but also you can telephone us on 01905 763 933, or arrange to come and have a visit with us. So we have organised events or family days and outreach events all through the year. But if somebody just wanted to pop by and have a visit, we are very sort of welcoming to that as well. And the best way to get a feel for what we do here is actually to have a look round, chat with some of our students, chat with some of our teachers. And that's what really gives someone a sort of a full flavour of what we do.
That's great. Thank you ever so much, Lorna. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.